In the Voice of Russia World Service, welcome to our weekly feature Folk Box for all you who love folk art. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. I'll wager that those who listen to Folk Box every week, as well as newcomers to the feature, have right now experienced one and the same sensations. This music simply cannot leave anyone indifferent. There exists such a wonderful instrument in the world. It has different names. While the people I'm telling you about today, the Karelians, populating the northwest of Russia, call it kantele. I told you about this instrument at length in the previous edition of Folk Box, and I promise to get back to it again. I shall tell you a Karelian fairy tale about the magical sounds of the kantele, the favorite music instrument of the Karelians. The tale is entitled Matti Merryfellow. Incidentally, both Finns and Estonians also deem it their own. Not that any of them are inclined to argue over prior ownership, they're simply content with loving the fairy tale. And so, there lived an old man and his wife. They had two sons. The oldest's name was Toive the Unsmiling. He was a good fellow, hard-working, but always grim and morose. Never smiled, never laughed or sang. All he would do was smoke his pipe. When fishing at the lake, he was silent. When chopping down pines in the woods, silent again. The youngest son was named Matti the Jolly Fellow. Even when he talked, he was always laughing, and when he worked, he sang songs. He also knew how to play the kantele. The instant he strummed the strings and picked out a dance tune, no one could stand still. One's feet involuntarily started dancing to the music. Once the elder son, Toive Unsmiling, set off to chop wood in the woods. He parked the sleigh, lit his pipe, chose a fine pine tree and started chopping away, the noise resounding all across the forest. Near that pine was a bear's den, and the master of the woods was awakened by the loud hacking and chopping. "Who is that making such a din that I cannot sleep?" Out he came from his den, only to see that a fellow was chopping away at the pine tree, his axe sending wood chippings flying in all directions. Oh, how angry the bear got! "Why are you chopping away in my wood? Why are you smoking? Get out of here!" And he dealt Toive a blow with his paw. It sent Toive rolling across the snow, dropping his axe. As he rolled thus, Toive fell straight into the sleigh. The horse, frightened, took off, driving Toive across snowdrifts, right out of the woods and home. So that is how it was. Toive, unsmiling, arrived home without wood, without axe, his jacket torn, and himself barely alive. But there was nothing to be done. Still, they needed the wood, so off to the woods set out Marty Jollyfellow. He took along the axe and his cantile. As he drove, he played the instrument and sang, and everyone he passed on the way sang along with him. Finally, Matti came to the spot in the woods where he saw a half-chopped pine, the axe his brother had dropped, and realized this was where the bear had frightened away Toive. Matti got out of the sleigh, lifted the axe, and was about to start chopping the pine when he changed his mind. "Let me just play the cantile first, then I shall work all the more merrier afterwards," he reflected. That's the way he was, Matti the jolly fellow. Matti sat down on a tree stump and started playing. The music rang out through the woods. This awakens the master of the woods, the bear. "Who is that strumming away, tickling my ears?" He scrambled out of the den and saw a fellow seated on a tree stump, hat tilted to the side, his cheeks rosy, eyes shining, playing away at the cantile. The bear's paws started tapping to the music, and so the bear danced and roared, "Ooh!" Matti stopped his playing. The bear caught his breath and said, "Hey, you fellow, teach me to play the cantile so that my bear cubs could dance. You'd better teach me, or else I shall break all your bones." "Why are you threatening me?" responded Matti the jolly fellow. "Why wouldn't I teach you?" The bear grabbed the cantaloupe in his paws, but since the paws were clumsy and fat, all he could do was strike at the strings, producing a deafening sound. "No," said Matty, "you play terribly. We need to make your paws slimmer." He led the bear up to a thick fir tree, split it with his axe, and set a wedge in it. He instructed the bear, "Shove your paws into that and hold them there." The bear did as told, while Matty struck his axe on the wedge. The latter came flying out, leaving the bear's paws stuck there. The bear roared, while Matty just laughed. "Be patient, bear, until we get your paws slimmer. There's no gain without pain." All right, I don't want to learn to play the cantaloupe. Just let me go," growled the bear. "You won't be scaring people off anymore. You'll not frighten them out of the woods." "I shall not. Just let me go." So Matty rammed the wedge back in, freed the bear's paws, and off the beast ran back to his lair. Matty, jolly fellow, loaded a full sleigh of pine wood, took his cantaloupe, and sang and played all the ride back home.
Mutta olla kipoikin.
From then on, people no longer feared going to the woods. And whenever Marty comes there, the bear peeks out from his lair. "Hey, Marty, play the cantele for me, will you?" That's how he is, Marty the jolly fellow. A simple tale, yet it tells it all. Marty Jolly Fellow, a Karelian tale in Folk Box.
Thank you.
And there we end today's edition of Folk Box. Thanks for being with us.